today's readings, we see very much this theme of temptation. Temptation, of course, leads to sin. In the first reading today, about Adam and Eve. But in the gospel, temptation led to triumph, to conquering over sin and death. Now, a lot of times we get confused with what temptation is, though. A lot of times we think that the temptations that go through our minds, the thoughts that kind of shoot through there, that sometimes we think those are sin in and of themselves. Other times we don't think anything that goes through our minds is sin. And it's really neither. There's a mixture in that. Just a random thought that goes through our mind is not sin, no matter how evil the thought is. It's a temptation. The question is, what do we do with that temptation? What do we do with that thought? Do we hold on to it? Do we stir over it? Whether it's a thought of lust or a thought of anger and vengeance or whatever it may be. Do we let it stay? Or do we promptly dispatch it? Do we entertain that thought? Or as the teenager who went to confession to a priest was asked, did you entertain any lustful thoughts? And the teenager said, no, they entertain me. That do we allow them to stay? The initial thought isn't itself a sin. It's a temptation. But our choice, where does our will come in? Our choice to keep it there. Our choice not to drive it away. Our choice to let it sit and stir things up. Then that's where it becomes sin. In fact, very often, we find that the longer we keep it there, the harder it is to get out. In fact, there's a saying, I believe, in the Middle East that says, the best way to get the camel out of your tent is to kick it as soon as its nose sticks itself under the tent. Are you getting the imagery? That as soon as it tries to get in, you kick the nose and the camel will back off. But if you don't do that, then it'll get its head in, then its neck, then the hump, and then the whole thing is there. And if you want it out at that point, you're chasing it around the tent, trying to knock it out, and camels aren't the easiest things to drive. Same thing with our temptations. If the longer we let them stay there, the longer we let them take root in our lives, the harder it is to get rid of them. The harder it is to be set free from those temptations. But Jesus puts the lie to the fact that we can't overcome temptations. A lot of times there's a lie out there that says, oh, you're just an animal, you're going to do it anyways. Oh, you can't resist. A lot of times we think, I can't overcome this. No, Jesus did that. He shows us. He not only overcomes temptation and therefore gives us the example, he also pours out his grace and his strength so that we can overcome these temptations. But we have to ask. We have to ask him for that grace. We have to ask him to come and to set us free. Because God won't force himself in our lives.